Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for being in your community one more time. Amen. To share with you the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. Whatever you're doing, amen, I want you to stop if you can, amen, and take heed to what thus saith the Lord. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by hearing the word of God. And I want you to know tonight, amen, that real deliverance is available for you all tonight. Amen. That's what I said. Real deliverance. Amen. Not that corny deliverance. Not that fake. Amen. Deliverance. Not that sorry. Amen. Deliverance. Amen. That have you still there. Amen. But real deliverance is available to you on today. Amen. We're not going to prolong the time, but we got some good news coming from the word of God. The Bible lets us know to go into all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. The Bible wants us, amen, to let you know, amen, that God loves you and that God is concerned for your soul. Amen. We're going to go, amen, to the book of Mark. We're going to read, amen, starting at the first chapter. Amen. We're going to begin at the 14th verse. Amen. That's Mark, amen, chapter 1, verse number 14.
Now after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came unto Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God.
The Bible said that Jesus came, amen, unto Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. And that's the same thing that we're doing today. Amen. Not trying to condemn anybody. Amen. Not trying to, amen, to make it seem like we are above you. Amen. But we're being obedient. Amen. To the commission. Amen. He told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. What is the gospel? It is the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's understanding that you are a sinner and that God is angry with you. Amen. And realizing the fact that God loved you enough. Amen. To send his son to die for you. Amen. And this is what Jesus went for preaching. Amen. The good news of the kingdom of God. Amen.
And saying the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand.
The Bible said that the kingdom of God is at hand. And I want you to know you're under the sound of my voice. Amen. That Jesus is soon to come. There was a time, amen, to understand that fact. That time is now. Jesus is soon to come. Amen.
The
Bible says, Jesus said, repent ye and believe the gospel. Read.
Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee.
The Bible says, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee.
He saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea.
The Bible says he saw Simon and Andrew casting a net into the sea. Why? Because they were fishers. Read.
And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishermen.
He said, come after me and I'm going to make you fishers of men. In other words, he said, I got something better for you. I see you, amen, dropping nets in the water. Amen. But I got something better for you. Follow me. Amen.
And straightway they forsook their nets.
The Bible said, and they forsook their nets. Amen.
And when he had gone a little farther, then he saw James, the son of the...
Uh-huh.
And John, his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets.
The Bible said they was in the ship and they was mending their nets. Woo.
And straightway he called them and they left their father Zebedee in the ship and with their hired servants and went after him.
The Bible said Jesus called him. They left their daddy in the ship, amen, by himself. And then they, amen, left the servants and they followed Christ. Amen. As we look at those two verses of scripture, amen, that the young man wrote. What you see, amen, very evident in those scriptures, amen, is that the Bible talked about nets. Amen. And I have, amen, some encouraging words for you. I want to encourage you, amen, that's bound, amen, that's in bondage. I want to encourage you to drop your nets. Amen. You ought to get that in your mind. You ought to get that in your spirit. Amen. That I'm going to drop my nets. Amen. I'm going to forsake the nets. Amen. Like Simon and Andrew did. I'm going to stop trying to mend the net. Stop trying to keep it together. Amen. And whoever else is attached to that net, amen, I'm going to leave them and I'm going to follow after Jesus Christ. Now, what is a net? We should all be familiar to what a net is. Amen. A net ain't nothing, amen, but used in hunting, amen, for capturing a prey. Amen. That's what a net is for. Amen. It is to capture prey. It is to, amen, make a victim, amen, out of prey. Amen. And we have some nets here today that people are bound by, but so many people don't realize, amen, how truly bound that they are. Amen. We're living in a day and time where people mock, amen, at the fact that you can truly be delivered. They mock at the fact that you can truly be set free. Amen. Because they don't really understand, amen, what bondage really is. Amen. They don't really really understand what it means. Amen. To be tangled up in a net. Amen. They don't know understand. They don't understand. Amen. How? Amen. A person can really be bound. But I want you to know tonight. Amen. That you got to understand what real bondage is. Amen. See, so many people think. Amen. That they can just grab a hope. Amen. They can do it for a little while, and then they can let it go and be all about their business. Amen. But when you talk about sin, you talk about something that's already, amen, intrinsic in your nature. You talk about something, amen, that you already want to do, because the Bible said we are born in sin, and we are shaped in iniquity. You was already born, amen, with a tendency to want to be bound, with a tendency to want to be, amen, tangled up in a net. Amen. And the devil got so many devices, amen, on how he can tangle people up. I don't know what your net may be on tonight, amen, but the devil got many devices on how he want to tangle you up. He used that cute little woman, amen, they got a coke bottle figure, amen, and tangle you up. Have you stand in a house? Y'all ain't said no marriage vows, amen, but y'all stand there knowing, amen, that God is not pleased with your lifestyle. He got some other mess. He got alcohol. He got cigarettes. He got drugs. Amen. The more you do it, the more bound you become by. And see, it's so often, amen, when you see some people in a net, they try to wriggle themselves out of it. They try to get themselves out of it. But the more they wrestle, the more tangled up they get. The more they fight trying to get out. Amen. The more tangled up they get. And I'm talking to somebody today. You tried to stop getting, you tried to get off drugs. You tried to stop smoking. You tried to stop drinking. You tried to stop hoeing around. Amen. But the more you try to stop, it seems like the more bound you become. The more you try to stop, it seems like the more you do. It seems like the more you practice. Oh, but I want you to know, I know somebody by the name of Jesus, and he got the power to give you real deliverance. Oh, yes, sir. See, I want you to know today that there still is a such thing as real deliverance. There's still a such thing as being loose, as being free, as being emancipated from the bondage of sin. So you can cut so long, but when you try to substitute your words, you will stump your toe, and the word will come out again. You can smoke so long, and you try to put a patch on your body, but when you feel that itch, and when you feel like you got that craving, you'll find yourself going right back to the cigarette, right back to the Marlboro, right back to the old Camel. But I want you to know that there's still a such thing as a real deliverance. There's still a such thing as being truly free. Because I heard the Bible say, when the sun set free, you can be free indeed. I don't care what bondage you might be bound by. I don't care what net got you all tangled up. I want you to know God will give you the power to drop your nets. Did you hear what I said? I said God will give you the power to drop your nets. You can put down alcohol. You can put down cigarettes. You can put down sex. You can put it down. And you can pick up power. You can pick up deliverance. You can pick up holiness. You need to drop your knee. Jesus came preaching the gospel. He came to the Sea of Galilee, letting the people know that the kingdom of God is at hand. Found some men messing around with some nets. He said, look, you need to let that go. And you need to come follow me. And so many people, that's what you need to do. Leave that net alone. Leave that sin alone. And come follow after Jesus. He'll give you everything that you need. Everything that you want. Everything that you desire. Yes, he will. The Bible said they forsook their nets. But you know what some people in this day and time, as you like James and his brother John, you'll try to mend the net. You know God is trying to pull you away from it. But you're steady there trying to fix it back up. Listen, it's time to let it go. The wages of sin is still death. But the gift of God is eternal life. You got to understand that the devil is not trying to tickle you. The devil is not trying to make you giggle. What the devil is trying to do is destroy your soul. I heard Jesus say that the thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. He ain't coming to tell no jokes. He's not coming to play patty cake. But he's trying to destroy your soul. Oh, but I heard the Bible say, for this cause was the Son of God manifested. Oh God, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus got the power to deliver you and set you free. Jesus got the power to give you what you need, to let go of your neck, let go of that bondage, let go of those chains. I want you to know, you need to drop your net.
Praise God, you need to drop that net like the preachers say. Why don't you come over and let him pray with you? Why don't you come over and surrender your life unto God? We give you an open invitation right now. You heard the word of God. Why don't you come over? You may be around the corner. You may be in your apartment. You may be in your car. I dare you to come over and let God come into your life. Why don't you come over and drop that net? Let God make a change in your life. You ought to be tired of the weight. You ought to be tired of the sin that's holding you down, that you're carrying around day in, day out. Wake up, bound, going to sleep, bound. Wake up, going after this and going after that. All is vanity. But I want to let you know today, if you drop the net like the preachers say, you can be free, and you can be freed, and you can be liberated by the power of God. The power of God is real. Why don't you give God your life? Why don't you come? Why don't you come? The door is open. The spirit of the bride is calling. That tug that you feel, it ain't you, but it's Christ saying, come to the cross. Why don't you come on today? Why don't you come and give God your life? Why don't you come and be free? Many of you under the sound of my voice, you're bound. You're under the dominion of Satan, causing you to do things you know better be doing. But you can't help yourself. You got the king ethics. You bound, you're addicted, you're hooked. Because if you one hook, you'll stop when you wanted to. But you're bound. You're addicted. You have no power. You're powerless. But I hear the word of God saying, Luke 10 and 19, he told this to his disciples, to his followers. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread up on serpents and scorpions and of all the power of the enemy. When you get the real power of God in your life, you can look at the Newport charts. You can look at them black and mild, crack and mild, crip if you want to call it. You can look at that alcohol. You can look at the strip club and say, I don't do it no more, but I'm a child of God. You owe it to yourself to drop that net and come clean. Why don't you come to God? It ain't over yet. God can bring about a change. Just when you thought it was over, Jesus told them to drop that net, and they picked up so many fish that they couldn't even bring them all out. It took two men to bring it forth. I want to let you know, you ought to give God your life on today. You owe it to yourself to try Jesus. You ought to make up in your mind, this year I'm going to give God my life. You've been living the way you've been living for too long. It's time for a change. Jesus is soon to come. Death could be around the corner. And you owe it to yourself to give God your life.